In today's episode, I'm going to tell you one secret to stepping into your purpose so you can begin fulfilling what God has called you to do. Listen in. I pray this blesses you. Hey, sisters. Welcome to Purpose Beyond 40. Have you been craving more meaning and purpose in your life? Do you feel like God is stirring something up inside you, but lack the clarity to move forward, so you stay stuck in fear instead? Do you feel like it's too late for you to step into your purpose and your God-given calling? Hi, I'm Vicki, a wife, mother, nana, and your seasoned sister in Christ. I too was well over 40, actually 57 at the time God called me into my coaching business. I too felt that God was stirring something up inside of me and wish I had clarity and confidence to move forward. I kept telling myself that I was too old to start something new. In this podcast, I will help you uncover your purpose through biblical strategies, clarify your vision, and overcome your fear so you can move forward and live a life of purpose. Girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet. Hey, sister, I want to read this passage of scripture and then we're going to get right on into it. John 14:26 Amplified Version says, "But the Helper," which means the Comforter, our Advocate, Intercessor, Counselor, Strengthener, our Standby, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, in my place to represent me and act on my behalf, He will teach you all things, and He will help you remember everything that I have told you. Now, the Greek word for helper means someone who is called to one's aid. And so we can see that all of these words in their meaning represents the Holy Spirit, our helper. That being said, I want to break down some of those definitions that we read in this passage of scripture. Comforter. We all know that a comforter is one who provides consolation. Advocate is a person who is going to publicly support our cause. I love this. This is what the Holy Spirit is. Holy Spirit is our advocate. The Holy Spirit is our comforter. The Holy Spirit is our intercessor, which is a person who intervenes on my behalf, especially by prayer. The Holy Spirit is our counselor, which is a person who gives guidance. And the synonym for counselor, too, is an expert, a specialist. I mean, the Holy Spirit is a specialist, honey. The Holy Spirit is a guide. He's a mentor. He's our confidant. We can go to Him and say whatever we need, and we don't have to worry about it being spread nowhere else. That is who the Holy Spirit is to us. And it is so important to partner with the Holy Spirit, especially when it comes to our purpose. This is the secret to stepping into our purpose, to walking into our purpose, is partnering with the Holy Spirit. And what do I mean by that? I'm glad you asked. This is what I mean. When, let's just sidebar for a minute. When we think about partnering with the Holy Spirit, and when I thought about this, I began to think about huddles. And when I was in the corporate world and I was manager, you know, supervisor, trainer, and all this, and so everybody who was in leadership would come together, right? And we would come together at the beginning of our shift and talk about the company goals, the company's objectives, what we needed our associates to do for that day. And we would huddle every morning. And sometimes I didn't even want to go, but it was required of me. Listen to that word. Required of me for me to know the objections and what we need to do for that day. Oh my gosh, stay with me, y'all. Stay with me. And then I began to think about football and how the quarterback huddles with his team before they make the next play. And so they all get together, they huddle, the quarterback gives the instructions, directions, what plays are going to be made. They go out and they execute it. And after they execute it, they come back again and they huddle again for more directions and instructions. And this goes on and on throughout the duration of the game. So for me, when I stepping and figuring out what my purpose was and uncovering my purpose, it was important for me to seek the direction from the Holy Spirit. So every morning is non-negotiable for me. Every morning I huddle with the Holy Spirit. And for me, that's getting into my place of worship where I can hear God and I can hear the instructions clearly. So I get up in the morning, usually with between the same time, within an hour of, you know, my time, 6 to 7, somewhere in there. I go and I get my bubble bath. I drop a bath bomb in there, girl. I light my candle. I set the atmosphere to be in the presence of the Lord so I can hear clearly the directions I need for the day. I get in the position. I get in a position so we can huddle together. You hear me? I have my music playing and I don't have any vocals. I just have the music because I don't want to hear nobody talking. And so I am just sitting in the presence. I ask my questions because the Holy Spirit has all of the answers. The Holy Spirit have every direction for my life. I just have to position myself so I can receive it. That's really, really important. It's required of me. It's required of you, woman of God, to carry out this purpose and this assignment that God has for you, to huddle with the Holy Spirit and to partner with Him because He knows the answers. He knows the direction. He knows which way we should go, where we shouldn't go, who we need to talk to, who we don't need to talk to, who we need to kind of leave alone and stop carrying them with us. Okay, somebody. Amen, somebody. Some people can't go with you where God is taking you. Your purpose is taking you in a whole nother direction as you elevate. And so some people we still trying to drag with us. Holy Spirit said, they not ready to go. They can't go. They can't go with you where you getting ready to go right now. It was okay where you were before, but God is taking you somewhere different. And that will cause sometimes separating. It's going to cause a separation. But we don't know any of this unless we partner with the Holy Spirit so the Holy Spirit can show us. The Holy Spirit can tell us and guide us and lead us. The Holy Spirit is a specialist in that area that we are seeking. Oh my God. He is a specialist. He knows it all. He got it. And so when we partner with the Holy Spirit, that is the secret. The secret is this partnership that we're going to have. And so I call them even my strategy sessions, you know, when the Holy Spirit is showing me direction, God is showing me, and I start walking out in the pathway of my purpose. I start walking these steps out. I may not see the whole picture. Most of us, we're not going to see the whole picture. We just got to start moving in the direction that the Holy Spirit is leading us. And He is our guide. And He's the one who's going to give us direction. So we start moving in that area. And then as I'm partnered with Him, I notice that one of the strategies the Holy Spirit is showing me is to see myself in it already. See, I'm not thinking from it. I mean, about it. Like, oh, I believe I'm going to do this. I'm this. I'm thinking, hey, I'm already this person. I don't care what it looks like. What it looks like ain't what it is. This is the outside of me. And I'm looking at my circumstances. It may have something, you know, I look at the bank account. I look at all these other things. Like, no, I know what God has showed me. I know what my purpose is. And the secret is just to trust God, to partner with the Holy Spirit, get your direction and start moving in it. See yourself in this role. Think from it because it already is. And if you can start to believe that and you can start to just really embody this person who God has uncovered inside of you. It's not like you're brand new. We do have renewed minds and everything, but it's already been there. It's just uncovering time. It's just peeling back layers. It's just peeling back and uncovering ourselves. And so when we start to become and we start to embody and embrace this person who we were created to be, oh my gosh, everything starts to change. So that's why we think from it, because I'm already, what you showed me, I'm at a point right now. When I ask a question, the Holy Spirit said, go here, go here. This is what's getting ready to take place. This is what, honey, I believe it. I believe it. Because what? He is my counselor. He's been trained, you know, to give me guidance. He gives me guidance. He is my confidant. He's my mentor. He is my teacher. He is the expert at what God has called me to do. So I have to listen. And that is the secret. When we begin to listen and trust the guidance of the Holy Spirit, then we're able to step into that purpose. And it doesn't matter what the enemy throws at us, because we know the greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. See, the strategy in everything that we do, everything, is throwing the word back to the enemy. It's standing on the word of God and reminding us, oh no, God said. So it doesn't matter what the enemy says. It doesn't matter what the enemy does. It doesn't matter what obstacles come up against me. I stand on the word of God. And when we stand there, we are defeating the enemy. And that is a strategy all and in of itself. So I hope and my prayer is that this blesses you. And I just want to recap the secret to stepping into your purpose is partnering with the Holy Spirit. And from partnering with the Holy Spirit, that's where you're going to get your directions, everything, the resources that you need. The Holy Spirit is an expert and he's a specialist. We just have to trust him enough. Trust him enough. Wait on the answers and begin to move in the direction that he has given us. And one last thing, it's so important to trust the process, because we have to be synchronized and syncopated with the Holy Spirit. We cannot go before him. So don't get so excited about what he's showing and like, oh, let me go start doing that. No. Wait on the answer and wait on the timing. I'm going to do a whole nother podcast on that. But for now, I hope this blessed you, and I will talk to you again soon. Hey, sister, I hope you enjoyed today's episode. If so, would you take 30 seconds and share with a friend who may want to uncover her purpose so she can fulfill her God-given calling? Also, please leave a review for the show over on Apple Podcasts. Not only do I enjoy hearing how the show impacted you, it also helped other women discover this podcast. One last thing, if you're on Facebook, I'd love to connect with you. Just go to Purpose Beyond 40 for Women. I'll meet you back on Tuesday for another episode. And remember, girl, get off that couch. You're not done yet.